Blog Talk Radio.
Can you feel it?
Yes, Naya. School Naya. Who am I? Just the girl, them sugar. All right. Here, Anna. Oh, na 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 na. Oh, na 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 na. Hey, Simsima. Who got the keys to my bimba? Who am I? The girls them sugar. How can I make love to a fella in a rush? Pass me the keys to my truck. Who am I? The girls them lock. And I and I, we make love to press up. You a bubble can get ready if like a bucket. Drop your niggas like your niggas can stitch it. Drop your accent like a cow, you wanna chop it. Drop your pick accent like a gun, you wanna dig it. It's like a riverside up on the bank and you take it. It's like a bicycle so you hold it and that's it. So you watch it, so you crash it, so you tell them, say you grab it.
Treat, treat, hey, who's that up on Kale's corner? You and I,
okay.
And all our listeners. Hey, 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 what's happening, what's happening? Hey, I'm going to start this show with an apology to you all for Tuesday's show. I listened to the show. My voice was horrible. So, hey, today I'm drinking a hot tea with the lemon, and when I fall short, Lady T got my back. Lady T.
That's right. That's
right. How you doing today, sir? How you doing today,
sir? I'm doing good. Well, we got a birthday tomorrow, so let me just go ahead and wish Round Face a birthday. She's having a birthday. She'll be 9 years old.
That's my Round Face. Happy birthday, baby. Happy birthday, little beautiful girl. I'm telling you, hey, y'all, that little girl right there, she will melt your heart. You understand me?
Yes.
And I don't know if it's just the fact that your boy getting older, you know. Them little kids, they pull them strings, huh? They pull, and they without even trying, it just come up simple. Yeah, peanut butter jelly sandwich. Yeah, you can have a peanut butter jelly sandwich, baby, you know?
Yeah.
Like my grandma used to do, you know? Yeah, baby, you can have that bread. Yeah, baby, you can have that. Yeah, baby, you can take the keys to the car and go where you want to go.
Yeah, you know what I'm exactly.
Well, that's a good thing.
Yeah.
That's a good thing. Happy ninth birthday, Little Miss Round Face, you know.
Yeah.
I tell you, you know, the like I say, the older I get, the more I appreciate things, you know, and I can see the value of things, you know. And I'm grateful. I am so grateful that, you know, the great Lord, the good Lord above allows me, you know, from day to day, no matter whether I deserve it or not, to continue to be DMV Kale. You know, I appreciate that because, hey, it's some people that didn't wake up in their right mind. It's some people that don't have the use of their limbs and some of the capabilities that they very a day before. So, hey, every day that I am me is a great day for me. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
She be letting me run my mouth. She need to be telling me, hey, Kale, it's my turn. You know?
Nah. I mean, that's how Round Face make you feel, though. She just make you feel all fuzzy in the inside. So, it's all good.
You know, so, yeah, that's a great thing. And guess what, y'all? I have no story to tell today, nothing out of the way happened. Hey, look, I don't even think I rolled my eyes at nobody today.
Okay, that's a good thing, bro.
Look,
that's a good thing.
Hey, sis, it's a different kind of day when I don't have to roll my eyes. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Ain't nobody upset
yeah.
me. So,
that's correct.
I thank the Lord for the day he has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Be grateful, glad in it, you know. Today on Kale's Corner, we will discuss the possible of, drum roll please, Return of Tiger Woods. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. To the Masters next month. Tiger Woods has played a practice round at Augusta on yesterday. And it kind of, you know, has everybody in an uproar. Will he play or what will he look like? And all this. And will we have that memorable moment? And can he come back from such a horrific accident? So we're going to discuss that on today's episode. It looked like the Lakers' postseason dreams may be coming to a disappointing end, y'all. What's next for LeBron? Will Anthony Davis be traded?
Hey,
what about Russell Westbrook? Will he be traded? You know? Will the Lakers step into 2022-23 season a completely different team? You know, those are the questions that are being asked right now with the Lakers' postseason hopes coming to a disappointing end, you know. The NFL formed a committee to review policies regarding diversity in hiring and ownership. You know.
Yeah. His name is. Don't go into it, bro. Don't go into it yet. Just keep going.
I'm going to hold that one.
Yeah, just hold it.
We'll
be there all day.
Yeah. Also, NFL owners approved postseason overtime possession rules. Each team will now be allowed one possession. Wow. You know?
Yeah.
And on a more Kale's note, the Washington football team is expected to select Notre Dame safety Kyle Hamilton at pick number 11. 6'4", 220-pound safety. I am calling him just by, not by what he's done, but just by his stature and his description, I'm calling him the second coming of Sean Taylor. Yeah, I mean, now I'm going to officially give him that name once he makes some plays as Sean would make. But for right now, Taysom, he's the second coming. You know what I mean? And you know what? I'm going to tell y'all. At first, I felt bad about that, you know, bragging about that. But how many times have I asked, Tree, tell me about your team. Tell me about the draft pick for your team. And so I don't want to hear no, Kale just taking advantage because it's his show and talking about them daggone, that Washington football team. Well, I've asked everyone to come up with the prospect that their team possibly will be drafting and how he would help or change their team's chemistry. And no one came up with anything.
Nobody saying that.
So I like to – hey, Treats, I'm going to be so hurt.
What?
If we don't pick that safety up, man. We need Kyle Hamilton. I want him. All 6'4", 220-pound Notre Dame Irish high part. I want that. You know what I mean? So, listen, all these stories and more we will discuss today on this episode of Kale's Corner. And we want you guys to join in and participate, and you know what? I think I'm gonna go back to this song, Treats. I kind of like it coming in. You know what I mean? 563-999-3782. 563-999-3782. Bing Dima, who got the keys to my Bima?
Cool
and aya. Who am I? Just the girl, them sugar. All right. Here I know. Oh, na, 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 na. Oh, na, 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 na. Hey! Simma, who got the keys to my Bima? Who am I? The girl, them sugar. How can I make love to a fella in a rush? Pass me the keys to my truck. Who am I? The girls them lock. And I we make love to precious bucks. You a buck, I get ready like a bucket. Drop your niggas, let your niggas be a stitch it. Drop your accent like a cow, you wanna chop it. Drop your pick accent like a gun, you wanna dig it. It's like a riverside up on the bank and you take it. It's like a bicycle, so you hold it and that's it. So you watch it, so you...
Boy, and you know what? Treats, that should be a trivia contest for us. What exactly is Maxie saying in the opening verses of Who Am I? For real. Everybody was saying, you're lucky. Goodness gracious.
Right.
Anyway, y'all, great news. Tiger Woods walked a 18-round practice at Augusta on yesterday. And, I mean, hey, people asked, how was he feeling today after? And Tiger is saying that, you know, he feels good. It's not, he's still sore, you know, because there's nothing I forget. He almost lost his leg in an accident, you know.
Right.
He almost lost his leg in that accident. So he's still feeling sore. And some are questioning because the Masters is a Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday tournament.
Yeah.
And some are asking, can Tiger sustain those 4 days? Will it hurt him? Will he be all right? You know, I say, and forgive me, I'm just a Tiger Woods nut.
Thanks.
Okay.
Yeah.
I say we won't know until he tries. So I'm willing to see him try. And if he can't make it, okay, he tried.
Right.
And that, my friend, beats a failure all day. Go ahead, Treat.
Yeah, I have to second that. I would love to see Tiger go out there and give it his all, because golf is one of those sports that, you know, you can play golf up until you 70. You know what I mean? Like in those different little tournaments that they be having for the seniors, and it just go on and on. And it's one of those games, like people play golf like a retirement game. You know what I mean? Like they
right,
like a hobby
right.
almost, like a hobby. And for him to do that for all these years, and you know, entertain us for all these years, and for him to try to give it one more go, I mean, I say do it. I say, what you got to lose? You know what I mean? Like, just don't hurt yourself even further. But what you got to lose? Like, give it a go. I'm for it. I'll watch it.
You know, and I don't care if it's a gimpy, limpy Tiger. It's something about golf. It's something about a golf tournament that Tiger Woods is a part of. And that's just me. Let's go to the phone. My man,
okay.
Lou, you first up on Kale's Corner. What's happening,
yeah.
Lou?
Thanks, Kel.
What's happening, Lou?
All right, good evening. All right. Well, you know, that's got to be quite remarkable if Tiger is able to play in next week's Masters.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, nobody thought he was going to play for at least, you know, a few years yet. I mean, you know, with the injury that he suffered, which was rather serious. So you got to give him credit. Even if he doesn't come back, you know, it's still a tremendous effort that was able to walk the course of 18 holes. So I do think that's a positive step, even though if he might not play. So we're all hoping for him, you know, because anytime Tiger, plays in an event, you know, it's news. Of course, you can't say that he's been out completely because, remember, he did play in that, back in December. Even though it's not an official PGA event, but still, an event is an event. It's a minor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not a major or minor. So what? Still there. He still played.
And they were able to use carts. They were able to use carts in that event.
Yes.
So, you know.
The Hero Challenge. That's what it was. The Hero Challenge.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's what I was trying to say.
Yeah.
Well,
I wish him luck.
Wish him luck. Especially
right,
if that's
continue.
What
you want to
do.
Mm-hmm. Let's continue this phone. Let's
discuss that Saturday.
What's up, Brother Ted?
Good evening, everybody. How y'all doing?
Ted!
Hey, how you doing, Lady T? What's going on, Lou?
Hey, Ted, I got a bone to pick with you.
What's that?
Where you been?
I've been home.
I thought it was oyster. I miss hearing your voice on here.
Okay.
You are I like to make with you, Ted. You're my kind of person. Like, we go at it and then we cool at the end. So that's what I like.
That's what family do. We family.
Absolutely.
We family. You know, we family. We fuss and fight and do all that. But, no, I've just been busy. Like I talked to Kira, I've been busy with a lot of things, you know, and trying to get my stuff in order. And like I mentioned before, y'all, about the church situation. So, and I did hear Kira's monologue when he come on and talk about how good of a day it was. And my day had been going good to our – went up to the church and checked on it, and it just destroyed it. So, but thank God, like you say, I'm going to leave it in his hands. So, thank you for welcoming me back, y'all, and I miss y'all, and everything is good. I appreciate y'all, you know.
Good.
Thank y'all. And as far as Tiger Woods, he won second in that. Him and Charlie won second in that tournament they were in. Which was a great thing, but they were able to use carts, you know. But then also with this practice, he did do 18 holes for one day. But like the people were saying, you got to look at it. This is a 4-day event, or 4 or 3 day, and it's back to back. It's not no rest. You don't get no rest in between. So Just the fact that he even wanted to go out there to try, you know? That's enough kudos right there, you know, let alone him even, you know, even doing it, trying it. Just the fact that he wanted to try it, you know? So, like you said, I'm hoping that he do, give him all the blessings, man, hoping he can complete it and don't injure himself no more. And, I don't think he's going to win it, you know, to be a total, total miracle. I won't bet against Tiger, but if anybody want to bet against him, this would be their best time, you know, when he dies.
I agree with that. I do agree with that, Ted.
But then, like Lou said, anytime he plays, it's a big thing, and it's going to definitely get ratings because everybody want to see how he's going to do.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
You know? So.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I remember he won the Masters, just prior to that.
Yeah. You're right, Lou.
Yeah.
I agree with all y'all. Let's hope.
So
let's
how about this, y'all? Anything's possible. I'm Ted. Anything's possible.
Yeah.
Can you agree on that?
Indeed. Indeed.
Anything's possible.
Hey, if he win it, I'd be happy.
I do, too.
Yeah.
It'll be a story.
I would be jaw dropped if he wins it. I'm just keeping it real. I would be jaw dropped.
Okay.
Yeah, because the extent to the accident that he was involved with in, I mean, who would expect him to already be playing in the Masters? Just
right.
Playing. And we're talking
yeah.
about winning. We're talking about winning. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness.
I didn't even think he would be playing. Like you say, I didn't even think
right.
about it, that he would be playing. And when I heard he was going to be playing, I'm like, whoa, okay.
Exactly.
I gotta watch this for sure. From day one,
right.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
That's
because usually people might catch it.
And that's the Tiger effect. That's the Tiger effect.
Yeah.
We hear he's
yeah.
playing, and we instantly say, "Oh, I want to watch that."
Yeah.
I want to watch that.
Oh,
and
yeah.
usually people, you know, might wait till Sunday to see, but they go. I think they might tune in from, like you say, from Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and
yeah,
last day.
Yeah.
Every day they go tune in. They might even
yeah,
skip work
it.
This Thursday when he's doing so.
You know, just to watch the practice round. Just to watch the practice round. Yeah, you are absolutely
yeah.
right, kid.
Yeah.
So, hey, man, you know, I wish him all the good luck in the world, and I hope and pray that the brother better extends his record and his name, and he gets out and not just play as good as he wants to, but over what he's expecting. You know what I mean? To put out there, because I mean, this would be a great mark. This would be a great mark for him. You know. So hey, you know, like Tree said, man, the sky is the limit. So get
yeah.
out there and get it done. The sky
yeah.
is the limit.
Yeah.
563-999-3782. 563-999-3782. When we come back, that Laker talk. That Laker talk. Ted, you know I wasn't gonna have you on here without talking about your boy. And well
I know that's
your,
right.
Your team and the dude that's on it. So we'll be right back.
There you
keep, we'll be right back.
There you go.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. How's everybody doing tonight?
All right.
I'd like to welcome to the stage the lyrically acclaimed.
Woo!
I like this young man because when he came out with the phrase, he went from ashy to clay.
All
right. I like that.
All right.
So everybody in the house, give a warm round of applause for the Notorious B.I.G. The Notorious B.I.G., ladies and gentlemen. Give it up for him, y'all. A nigga never been as broke as me.
I like that.
When I was young, I had to pay a lease. Besides that, the pinstripes in the gray.
Uh-huh.
The one I wore on Mondays and Wednesdays. While niggas flirt, I'm throwing tigers on my shirt. And alligators. You wanna see the inside? I see you later. Here come the drama. Oh, that's that nigga with the fake.
Uh-huh.
Wow! Why you punching me in my face? Stay in your place. Play your position. Here come my intuition.
Uh-huh.
Go in this nigga pocket. Rob him while his friends watching. And hold clock. Here comes respect. His crew's your crew, or they might be next. Look at they man eyes, big man, they never try. So we roll with them, stole with them. I mean loyalty, niggas bought me milks at lunch. The milks with chocolate, the cookies, butter crunch. 88, Oshkosh, and blue and white stuff. That's blunt.
Keep on pressing on. I'm sorry, kid. What was you saying?
I was... you're right. That's you can say that. You can say that's my boy because that ain't my man for sure. He ain't my man.
Yeah.
That's the boy. Cause and I was thinking about that prior to earlier today. I'm like, he done messed up their legacy. He done messed up the team, man. And I'm like they gave away Kuzma. They gave away. The ball head dude that the Bulls have. All that good young talent that they had after Kobe was developing them cats, you know?
Yeah.
And it was supposed to be Kuzma team. He was coming up, you know?
And they had
a young nucleus and stuff. And then LeBron comes over there, just jumping ships, no loyalty to nobody but himself.
I'm about to say
okay.
himself.
Yeah.
Hmm. Look at it. He jumped ships, man, and then he might end up leaving again, going back to Cleveland. So that
right.
ain't no loyalty to nobody. You know, you just chase it. You're just trying to be the number one scorer. You're trying to be on top so they can just say that, hey, you know, you are the golden, this and that. But I just can't agree with that. Never. Never, never agree with
well,
that. And so,
well, I think he's realized now no more championships are coming his way. So
yeah.
he's going to do everything he can to chase these records, you know, all of a sudden. And listen, we can say LeBron all we want to, y'all, but for real, I've discovered one thing. It's the media covering this young man because they're the ones that are feverishly promoting whatever he's trying to accomplish, whatever he's trying to do. You know, they're the ones that's putting it out there over and over and throwing it in our face repeatedly. It's not LeBron doing that. It's not LeBron doing that. It's the media doing that. And,
mm-hmm.
and you know, I was talking
yeah.
I was talking to my man Damon, Debo, and I was like, you know what? I'm really thinking it's not me, you know. It's not me or LeBron that I dislike more than the LeBron fan, more than this media who is making him out to be, oh, okay, well, he's not going to catch Mike with this. Oh, well, let's say he's better in this regard. He's better in that regard. LeBron has played more years in the league than Michael Jordan and accomplished much less. I don't care about mm-hmm. no scoring title. You supposed to score. I don't care
right.
about no scoring title. I care about championship. That's what matters to me. And when I look at the numbers, Kobe and poor Kobe, it's just a shame how Kobe has just been bypassed, you know? And I don't even
yeah.
think I've ever really heard the name GOAT mentioned when people are talking about Kobe.
As they should.
We can go one step further than that, Kale. You can go one step further than that because the person who's really being disrespected is Bill Russell.
Yeah,
I totally agree.
He ain't got enough fingers to put all
yeah.
the rings on the fingers he got. Okay, he ain't
got
enough
fingers. Exactly. You know, and we all talk about that. You know, and that's with the that's the thing with the, as far as media. You know, because people a lot
yeah.
of people didn't see Bill Russell. A lot of people didn't see Wilt. You know, Wilt
right.
was a beast.
Right.
He didn't win them championships.
Yeah.
He didn't win them championships because he was going against Russell. You know,
yeah.
Chamberlain or average what like what 30 something a game? I
yeah,
mean,
I
for so many years, maybe more than that. And also, go ahead.
I'm sorry.
And also as many rebounds, and also as many rebounds. Also, you know,
yeah.
so I mean, double machine and scoring 100 points in a game.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
Who's ultimately being disrespected in this whole
yeah.
conversation? I heard
right.
a conversation the other day. I don't even know if y'all watched this show, but it's called I Am Athlete. Right?
Yeah.
And it's
yeah.
and NBA Ocho Cinco and them on here. Brandon
you had to go there.
Marshall and all of them, they be on here.
Yeah.
So Lisa Leslie was on here, right? The other day.
Uh-huh.
And they asked her to name the five best female players. And she was like, that's so disrespectful. Like, that is so disrespectful to even try to do that. It's so disrespectful. She was putting
yeah,
it in context. She was like, because this person was made to be, like, a defensive person. But this person
right.
was made to be offensive person. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Like, they ain't gonna
okay.
never add up. Them two ain't gonna never add up. But you want me to,
yeah.
to say who is the best person. You know what I mean? Like, they both
right,
good.
Right.
Like, I can name I can name a whole bunch of people, but it ain't gonna be just five.
Right.
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 Exactly.
And you know what,
exactly.
And you know what? Let's look at it like this. When we get to the best, when we breaking it down to the best, everybody's definition is different. And because the sport has so many, you got 3-point, you got 2-point, you got dunk, you got post game, you got perimeter game, you got defense. It's too many different moving parts to the game. You know what I mean?
Yes.
And you have players who have really taken the time to perfect one skill over another.
Mm-hmm.
So can we really say the best? Because I really don't see that.
It goes by era, you know, and like I say, the media and with the exposure to TV, exposure to TVs and the internet and all that stuff. So kids exposed, and like Michael was like a sleek Jaguar or like a Maserati, whichever that top car you like. He was that, you know what I mean? It flashy. He was just the prototype, you know. He was, I mean, slick haired. He wouldn't try to hold no hair if he didn't have. When he came in, he had hair. But after that, it was his head, it was fading back.
Right.
You know, that hairline was fading back. Jack, he just let it go and just became that slick watch, you know, Curly Neal. And was just everything. He scored. He played defense, and he did whatever it took, you know, no matter what. And he didn't take a day off.
Right. Right,
unless he was hurt.
Right.
So and he stayed with one team, you know. But I didn't like LeBron as far as this and that. But like you say, Kale, the media has did this. But I give that young man as far as what he came from, man, and what he's given to the league too. He's made mistakes. He's not perfect, but I give his kudos, man. And I'm not against him, and I don't root against him. But I don't. You know, I just say for sure he done messed up the Lakers team on this thing. And some things he done jumped, shipped, and this and that. I'm just giving the facts. But as far as the GOAT, to me, I just like Michael Jordan. He won them 6 in a row. But the true GOAT, as far as the really who won them rings, Bill Russell, you know. So you got to look at him and also that team he had, you know. So and then they don't give Kareem the props that he had. You got to look at his college career, man, his high school career at Powell Memorial. He won three to four championships there. He won 3 to 4 in UCLA, and then in LA he won 5. So and he had he won 5 championships total. Because he won and won in Milwaukee with Oscar Robertson. Okay, that was his first. And, hey, man, he had the unstoppable shot. Only person I seen doctor was it was Larry Nance and Dr. J. That's all.
Yeah.
Right. I can go with that, too.
One more thing I want to say real quick, if I can say, if you don't mind. Dr. J, they don't give him enough props neither. You know, because Dr. J was winning in the NIT. I mean, not NIT, but in the ABA, you know, which they didn't consider their lead. But they had a tough lead because when all them stars emerged to the NBA, that's when the NBA became the NBA, you know, because you had Gerv and all them coming from over there and stuff. And so George McGinnis, they made that the NBA what it is today. And Doc was going against Boston. He was going against Magic. You know, Doc just couldn't get over that hump, but he was there each of those years. You know, he was there battling each of those years. So, and so he's an ambassador. So, but yeah, I digress. Yeah, but go ahead. Yes, indeed.
That was a lot of noise.
Again, and that's why I say it's really unfair to break the greatest down to one player. You know, we have to rethink that, you know, I'm sorry, y'all, Damon keep messing with me. Hey, Bama, Hey, listen, I'm going to put him out there. I done told this family to come on, y'all, and he had told me nah like 5 times. But,
I don't know.
That's just Debo. He'd rather keep messing with
what's
me.
What's going on, Debo?
Anyway, it's in all honesty, seriousness, it's just hard to say who's the best because there's just so much that goes into the sport itself to label it down to what one player does and to say, oh, he's the best because of this. Now, like I've just been schooled, you know, and I've heard this several times before. Nobody has won as much as Wilt Chamberlain. I've heard that before, but we're reschooled on it. You know what I mean? I mean, who has 11 championships, man?
Yeah, you mean Russell?
Now we can.
Yep.
I mean Russell. I'm sorry. Excuse me, Russell. You know, so it's like we can sit here and go with the oranges to apples and say that nah, this one better because of this and this one better because of that. But in the end, and when it all is said and done, they're all great players who contribute a note to this song we call basketball. Is that fair?
That's fair.
Yeah. Can I touch on one more thing, Kill? If I may? Okay, now you got to look at Bill Russell also to contribute to Bill Russell. You got to look at the era he was in, man. Okay. And doing civil rights, man, and how he stood up and was out there in the forefront and stuff. So he did that. He stood up with Muhammad Ali when he was talking about he ain't going to Vietnam. So, and he did that. But Michael Jordan, he was just about himself. He was just about himself. You know, he didn't give a care about really making a statement or making no getting involved with anything political or anything he didn't want to get involved. So, and LeBron is casting this wave now because of what we're going through with the Black Lives Matters and all that, and he has a voice. He has a machine behind him, you know, which is doing good for the community. You know, they're really doing good. So I give them a lot of praise on that and what they're doing as far as that. So, but, you know, like you say, you got to look at all them eras, and they don't give Russell that because these younger kids haven't seen Russell, you know, but two historians of basketball really knows, you know, what it is and stuff. And so you're correct, you know. So I just wanted to add that Thank you.
That's what's up. I'm sorry. I'm still going back and forth with this crazy dude, my dude, man. So, you know, what about Anthony Davis being traded? How do you guys stand on that one, that move?
Okay, so let me go first. So, because I know this is going to be controversial and everybody going to have their teeth in it. So let me get my little two cent in real fast. I don't think that they should trade him. Just hear me out.
Yeah.
I don't think they should trade him because he's the young person, even though I know he's prone to being hurt, like he's glass. I always call him glass. But LeBron is 36, 37 years old. Half of the team is 36, 37 years old. They're going to be gone. So it's going to be his team. They're going to make the team, you know, it's going to be focused around him. So all you have to do is just stay still, and they're going to put the team around him. But he got to focus on staying healthy. But, see, people get it twisted when it comes to Anthony Davis. People want Anthony Davis to be the big man down in the paint. Get down in the paint, Anthony, get down in the paint. He's not built for down in the paint. First of all, he's a guard. He's a guard. Yeah. He just grew up, and all of a sudden, now he's 7 feet tall. He was never a center. He was never a power forward. He was never a center. So y'all trying to make him go down in that paint and do something that he's never done before. That's why he keeps getting hurt. If they put him in a position, his natural position that he plays in, which is the guard position, he won't get as hurt as he normally been getting. Because if you look at all his injuries, he's down in the paint. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's down in the paint. I mean, I love him. I love Anthony Davis. But I just don't like that he stay hurt all the time, because he just reminds me of Grant Hill. And I don't want him to have that type of career. Like a hurt career. Like, you know, he's a good person, but he stay hurt all the time. Like, he could do this, but he could stay hurt all the time. And that's my 2 cents. I'm going to give y'all the clue.
Wow. No, she on point. Preach, sister. Preach. And you know what? You just gave me a segue, because I was going to get this in later, and because I took up too much time. But my wife, you know, just went back to Chicago, and she met Grant Hill. She took a picture with him before she got on the plane. She took two pictures with him, with Grant Hill. Yeah, indeed. So she sent. Yeah, I'm like, wow. So that was good for her. So, but you're on the money. I mean, I don't even know what I can add. But you on the money. You definitely right. And because they put him in the wrong position. True. Mm-hmm. He should be. He's like a Kevin Durant. Okay.
Right.
He could be in that mold. He got them skills like that, but like you say, they took that away. That's like taking a quarterback, a running quarterback and stuff, and saying, no, exactly, change up. No, that dude, like you say, he had skills as a guard, because that's what he was, and he just shot up. You know, grew up 6'7", got to be 6'7", then it's just this group, you know. And so he got them skills. He let them have that. And so he, y'all take that away. And so y'all took him shot away, because he should have been more developing his 3-point shot. It'd been that stretch forward, you know, just like Pozinga is, just like Durant, he handle the ball and be that. Like you say, he is the future of that, if he can stay healthy, but change his position. He's not a center. He's not a big man. I mean, he's big. Go ahead.
But he's not big.
So what team do you guys think would you want to move them to out there with Giannis and feed the deer? I mean, where are you going to put them at?
Don't move them. Like she said, let him stay there. That's going to be his team. But he need to get stronger, get in that gym.
Everybody else leaving. LeBron leaving. Carmelo's going to be gone. Westbrook's going to be gone. All them old heads gonna be out of there. Put that boy in his natural position, guard. And
he can play that
around
three.
Him.
He play that three.
He got skills.
You know, but like you say, his team. He that Kevin Durant. He got them skills. He can pull up, but he just hasn't been playing his natural position as far as that three. That three. You know, that stretch forward, that three or that four, depends on the lineup who the other team got. You know,
right?
But, but he has them skills, but he hasn't been able to use them like he should. That's the coach. That's the Laker organization. That's their coach, man. You know, that's the coach. So
coach is.
They're not using him. They're not using their whole team. And they let LeBron mess up that team, bringing them old heads up in there. Dude, you already old. Why you bringing the old crew with you, man, that play Saturday basketball?
You know why?
Because
you know why,
nobody else.
He brought him in there because.
Nobody else want to play with him. Nobody else want to play with him.
And not only do they not want to play with them, he brought them along trying to get them a ring. Look at him, Karan. Carmelo, Westbrook, all of them. Both of them. They chasing that ring. Carmelo was cool. He was sitting at home in the kitchen and got the phone call. Who's not gonna take that money? Who's not gonna take that money if you sitting at home in the house chilling in your underwear with your feet up? And the Lakers organization call you saying, "I'm gonna give you a couple $1 million. You come up here and run up and down on the before he can get all the words out of his mouth. I'm already in my car.
You know,
because I want to sign the paper before you change your mind.
I done put my grilled cheese sandwich up, and I'm ready to play. Let's go to the phone.
Thank you, Lord.
You know, what's up, Tank? How you feeling, bro?
What's going on, family? Much love and respect. How y'all doing today?
All right.
What's going on, brother Tank? Good to hear your voice, man.
What's happening with you? What's up, big bro, Miss T, Lou, 57, 007? You know I'm getting on here late, man. I'm getting to the corner late, man. What y'all talking about?
What's up, Ted?
Hey, what's going on? Yeah, how you doing, brother? I'm finally on again back with the family. Been on a little vacation.
Oh man, you enjoy yourself?
Yeah, indeed. Busy, you know. Good to hear your voice though, brother, indeed.
Good to hear you too, Ted. I appreciate that, bro.
Yeah, appreciate that also, my man.
You talking about the situation with LeBron and Anthony Davis and the Lakers? You know,
what do you mean?
Well, no. I mean, their playoff hopes are done. They're done. Even if they did make it in the playoff play-in game, I really don't expect too much from them. You know,
I don't even think they want them to make it in there. They're not gonna get no help from the ref this year to even make it in there. I don't think, big bro. I honestly don't think so.
No help from the ref? Whoa!
No help from the ref.
Because if they get
in there, believe me, they got some help from the refs in one of them games to keep their 10th spot or 9th spot.
We know they got help with the Wizards, but I'm going to just keep my mouth shut on that.
They really did.
Yeah.
It was some bad calls in that game. But the Lakers didn't even
until
back.
We came home. Yeah. Until we got them back home, you know, once they came here, it was, We were like Tupac. Right. How do you want it? How do you feel?
I know that's right.
This is what we get. I don't know about Anthony Davis as a power forward. Like you guys have said, I definitely know I don't want to see him at a guard position. I mean, I think that's just going a little too much. That's just me.
I said three.
You said it a couple of shows ago, man. I believe he checked out, man. He got that ring. He finished, man. That man ain't playing no more. He just gonna be sitting around. Only reason why he gonna be able to stay in the NBA because of his height.
He's gonna be just like Dwight Howard.
No, he gonna be worse than Dwight. Dwight's still at least playing. I don't think he's gonna play no more after a couple of two more years, man. If he get hurt again, that's gonna be it for him. He's brittle.
Wow. Hey, Tank. Man, I need you to put this Michael Jackson wanna be starting something attitude in the holster, bruh.
I'm going to need you to put that Michael Jackson thing up, bruh.
He's going to be down, bruh. I'm telling you.
Tame done said the man is dying, and you don't tell God how forward, no position.
He's Hollywood. You don't see him on the sideline?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, you ain't lying.
I have.
Call him Hollywood now, man.
He had on sunglasses really, in the inside with his big coat on.
Yeah, man. Yeah, that's
big
Hollywood.
But hey,
I told y'all he's Southside. He one of them Southside dudes, man.
We can also say the same about Kuzma. Cause
well,
he's
from another country.
Line.
Yeah, Kuzma's from another country, though.
I mean, I hear you, but, I mean, they doing the same thing.
They are.
Yeah.
But they were from the same, they came from the same place, the Lakers. They have a common denominator, the Lakers. Anybody going to see Westbrook? Westbrook wasn't doing it until he got over there with the Lakers. He ain't do nothing. He ain't wear no dresses and all that stuff when he was in his D.C.
Yeah, he did now. Yeah, he did.
No. He ain't wear no dress. But he wore all the clothes he can put on.
He wore this leather smock thing that came down to his knees. We can go to his Instagram thing. Now, he was always dressing wild and free.
No. I'm not disputing him dressing crazy. I'm just saying, he ain't let it all out the box until he got
there
with the Lakers.
Check it out. That ain't his first time. Check it out. Now look at the date of his pictures.
That's not a skirt. That's one of them things with the pipe things. That's like that shorts with the top part on the top of it. I'm talking about this Bama had on a whole dress.
Hey, Ted, did you just say free?
Huh?
Did you just say free? I'm sorry.
Right.
That was funny as hell to me. He dressed free.
Like a fairy.
You know what I mean? Did he leave a picture? Yeah, and he leave a pixie dust behind everywhere he steps. Lord,
I ain't mad at
him. Hey, he didn't do that on the block. You know what I'm saying? If he wasn't a superstar like that, you know, and he definitely ain't walking down. He ain't coming down the block, Jack, like in the hood. He ain't.
No.
Come on, man.
Not at all.
You
know,
let's take
another call. Let's go to my man.
Is that the Huckleberry?
007. The Huckleberry coming up next. 007.
Oh boy.
Hey, Ron.
I hear y'all.
Man,
I hear y'all.
What's happening, guys?
Hey, look, the Lakers are done. And I don't care who playing point guard or anything. And I don't care who's wearing kilts, skirts, and stuff, but the Lakers are done. they are canned. And by the way, I don't understand. Yes, ma'am.
What are they, Ron?
Done.
Like a well-done steak,
oh my God.
but just a little bit of juice coming out of it.
Oh my goodness!
Flowing free. I'm sorry.
Oh my goodness! hey.
It don't make no sense.
Yeah.
It don't make no sense. You have two superstars such as LeBron James and Anthony Davis, you know, such as the caliber they is, and they not playing to a comparison of like Tim Duncan and David Robinson for a prime example. Like, that's expectations right there. Y'all supposed to be in title contention. We not even supposed to be talking about no Phoenix Suns. We supposed to be talking about the Lakers.
but the Lakers acting like the fakers.
Oh. Mm. Get him,
that's true talk. That's true talk, bro. That's true talk. You preaching also. You preaching also. Go ahead.
I'm done.
Hey. All right.
You doing the Vince Carter. You done. You got your hands shaking them. You cutting the neck off, huh? You done.
When I ducked over, when he ducked over that 6'10 dude of in the Olympics. Done.
Come on.
Who you talking about, bro? Hey, Huckleberry.
Hey, what's up, everybody?
Hello.
What's up, 57?
I don't, not much. What's up, man? I don't think the Lakers are faking. I think they just we're just seeing who they really are at the stage that they are right now.
Yeah.
You got old veterans on the team that can't bring it every night. You got a young player whose body is so fragile, he can't come down. He can't jump off a piece of paper without breaking his leg. You know, so, and you guys get old. You don't care. You can put them together. They get old. You just can't bring it. LeBron can't bring it every night. LeBron's body can't bring it every night. And it's failing him. But that's what happens when you get into your late 30s and 40s and playing the game out on West, where you're playing a bunch of young teams with young guys that run up and down the court, and you're trying to run with them.
Yeah.
You have the best scheme in the world, but if your body ain't going to hold up, your scheme means nothing.
Ain't nothing you can do. I'm telling you, Treach, mark this moment, because 57 just came on and put a period on that conversation. You know what I mean? hey, for real, I can't argue with anything he just said, but I want to ask the question, what is going to happen next season? You know, what's going to happen next season? Are the Lakers just going to say the heck with it? I've received a question from our online, on phone participant about the Wizards making a trade, you know, and possibly bringing, I guess, one of the Lakers here to Washington. You know, what's going to happen with this team? What is Jeannie's buzz next move? You know, what do you guys see?
Makes you wonder why Magic Johnson left the organization too, though. Like it really broke down. Like since
I never wondered why Magic left. Magic said, "This is not basketball. This is not how you build a team. And I am a winner. I'm not going to be a part of anything that's not a winner."
Yeah. Right.
Well, all right then, Magic. And period on that. He put a period on that because he actually did the
really,
he said that.
Not really. Can I add this? Well, like you said, it is Jenny Buss because she is the owner, but then also Rob Pelinka. Okay,
yeah.
which is the GM, and then you got the coach. I forgot his name. But the final buck stopped with Jenny Buss. You know, regardless of what she has the final say. Now, if she's out doing things and not you know getting control of the team or not paying attention to the team and letting Rob Pelinka run it, which she had to sign off on this, getting Russell Westbrook, getting Carmelo, letting LeBron make the decisions, do what he wants, and call his own his friends. So,
right.
As far as next year,
as far
I don't
as
know
the
if
Wizards go, I wouldn't want either one of the three of them. I mean, the only person out there I would take a chance on, because they, you know, and I'm not saying no disrespectful, not disrespectfully.
Oh, okay.
But
okay.
Because LeBron is older right now, and I wouldn't want to waste any money with him. You know,
right.
Westbrook, we've had him, and we already know what he's going to do. The only person
right.
you might want to take a chance on out of the big three is Anthony Davis, and you don't know if he's going to stay healthy. If he
exactly.
gonna, if he can give you a good season or not.
That's true.
I think LeBron going back to Cleveland. I think LeBron eventually is going to go back to Cleveland.
I don't think so either.
That's the only team that seems fit, like you said. I mean, what other team would take him because he is old? You know, if he don't finish it out with the Lakers, he's trying to play with his son. At least, you know, and like you say, Therese, his son has at least 2 years to go. He can't just come
right.
straight out and I don't think come out. So he has to have 1 year of college. Then after
yeah.
that, he can go come in.
No,
so
he ain't
got to
have 1 year.
Yeah, they make it mandatory that they do 1 year now.
No, they do.
Yeah.
When they change
yeah.
that?
Yeah.
They must have changed it this season.
True.
Son just come out of high school.
Huh? Yeah. LeBron came right out of high school. He came after Kwame did.
I think.
But
well,
how long?
Okay,
LeBron
they changed that.
LeBron came before Kwame.
I'm just asking. Hold on.
No.
She said when Kwame came out, and I said no, because LeBron came right out of high school, and he came out
right
after Kwame did. I'm just asking
yeah.
for clarification. That's all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, they've been changed that rule 57. You have to do
okay.
at least 1 year of college.
Mm-hmm.
You have to do at least one year.
That's why
and
he was going around them schools. That's what he was going around them schools for, to make them schools, tell them people, y'all need to recruit these kids. We can't get these kids right out of high school. We don't make no money. Mm-hmm. We
right,
don't make
right.
no money, so we need y'all to recruit these kids. Go on to these high schools and get these kids because they can't come straight from high school. We can't. We're not doing that. We missed all that money on that person. That's how they feel.
Yeah, yeah. And we all know the NCAA going to do whatever they can do to get that bread. Believe that. Believe that.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, listen. Go ahead.
No, I'm good. Go ahead.
Yeah. Hey, Lou, you've been pretty quiet over there, Lou. You know, normally the birthday boy, normally the birthday boy got a lot to say. What's up, birthday boy?
Yeah.
Well happy birthday,
thanks,
Lou.
First of all. It was Saturday, but thank you.
Happy belated birthday, brother.
I think the Lakers are done. I mean, LeBron hasn't done anything all year. They're falling off the edge of a cliff here. I mean, at the beginning of the season, they were picked along with the Nets to be in the finals. Now it's anything but. And with LeBron and AD out, it doesn't make it any better. So they're a sinking ship. That's a shame.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know,
yeah.
unfortunately,
I agree.
Thursdays are going to be kind of tight now because I have other duties to do within the second hour. But, you know, but if you get a chance this week, call my show on Saturday at 5 p.m., we'll discuss LeBron, the falling Lakers, the men and women's Final Four as well. And for you wrestling fans, WrestleMania. So if there's any wrestling fans out there,
you already know.
Yeah, you got to give me the
See
number.
Later.
Yeah,
you to find everything.
You got the number, Phil?
Yeah, we got it. Yeah, we have the number.
Thank you.
512-543-4662.
I can't write that fast. I don't have no pen, man.
I'll post it on the page. So you guys, we'll post it.
Hey, Lou, and it's cool because it's like an album
gone,
before
Ron.
WrestleMania
2.
Huh?
He gone.
Yeah. He gone? Oh, well,
I'm
going to talk to y'all then.
I'm still here.
Lou has left the building.
Oh, there you go. He's
still
there,
Ron. He's still here, guys.
Oh,
he's
I was saying.
Here.
I'll say it again. 512-543-4662. And it's 5 to 7. And remember, guys, that's East Coast time. Some people forget
that's
that.
Right. Yeah. That's what's up.
Some people think it's 7 o'clock, but no. No, it's 5 p.m.
Right,
Eastern time.
All right.
I don't have a good weekend. I'll be here for
right
you on Saturday.
Right before WrestleMania. Cool.
Yeah.
All right, brother.
See you Saturday. Good night.
All right, 563-999-3782, 563-999-3782. We'll be right back, and we're going into the NFL when we get back, so buckle up.
Yeah.
up on this corner. I know it. Hey, if nobody enjoys themselves, we know Ron do. We know Ron enjoys the hell out of himself. All right, now. The NFL committee. You ready? Can I read now?
There you go.
All right, here we go. The NFL forms a committee to review policies regarding diversity in hiring and ownership. I don't know about anybody else. NFL's starting to get on my damn nerves. Okay? You guys create the Rooney Rule, and it's still not being followed. So now you're going to come up with a committee to ensure what? The Broncos. The Broncos is a team that's up for sale right now.
Right.
So you're going to force the Broncos into letting a minority own their team. Now, I'm not saying that's wrong. I'm just saying it's a problem bigger than you guys are really willing to attack. Because you keep coming up with all these ways and all these committees and all these rules, but yet the same nonsense continues to happen. You got the same nonsense. Oh, this coach won't get an opportunity, and this coach won't. We got what's the offensive coordinator name with Kansas City guy? What is his name, man? The black guy.
Leftwich.
Romeo.
No, Brian.
No.
Byron.
No.
Leftwich
is with Tampa Bay.
Oh, he was Tampa Bay.
I'm talking about
Romeo Cornell or something.
No,
yeah,
it's not Romeo Cornell. No.
I know you're talking about. He's a younger dude.
Yeah,
hey.
A younger dude. But if we all know what I'm talking about. If any white coach would have had the success and the career he has had.
Are you talking about Eric Bieniemy? Whatever his name is.
Bieniemy. Eric Bieniemy.
Yeah.
Eric
Bieniemy.
They would be clamoring. They would be clamoring to offer him a head coach position. And everybody's saying the same thing. Oh, well, he doesn't want to be a head coach. How the hell do you know? How do you know this man doesn't want to be a head coach? You know? And,
did he do an interview? Have anybody found out? Do he really? I mean, did he do an interview? Did he really say he don't want to be the coach, or is they just blowing smoke about you know what?
Yeah, exactly.
Well,
has he gone on any interviews?
I'm believing that he has been promised that Kansas City job once retires or quits. I'm believing that he's been offered that job. But it's still like, come on, man. Eric Bieniemy, yeah.
But when you
am I the only one that's seeing this?
Apparently.
No.
What if
damn. Nah, bro.
Go ahead,
because.
Go ahead.
Okay, so the Rooney Rule was put in place because people of darker skin wasn't getting a job, right? So they was like,
right.
You have to have at least one person, one black man, right, on your team. So now that the Rooney Rule is it's so muddy. Like now the Rooney Rule is they don't care what minority is filling that slot. Like, it could be a female. It could be a male. But that's not what the Rooney Rule was for. the Rooney Rule out for women. It should have been included. We should have been included in the Rooney Rule from the jump. We wasn't. So now that y'all trying to revamp it and reuse it, I don't know what the correct word is, but you're trying to redo it to fit the narrative.
Right.
And the narrative is not cool because the way it was wrote up, it was supposed to be wrote for, like, a man, a minority male figure, supposed to get that position, right?
Black at
a
that.
A black person, and Hispanic, black, all that, any minority, right, could get that position. That's why they say black,
right,
because it's for minorities, right?
Right.
So
right.
When you do that and then you take away by adding females to the bunch, it should be, the Rooney Rule should be any minority plus or a minority female as well. It should say both. It shouldn't say one thing, because now they're doing that one thing and they lumping everybody into that one thing.
Well, is it a Rooney Rule out there? Is this like, go back to what it is there? We can hire who we want to.
But,
I agree with Ted.
That's what they're doing anyway.
I agree with Ted on that one right there.
But that's what I'm saying. Right. That's what I'm saying. That it's the Rooney Rule. It's not the Rooney Rule no more. We done gone back to what it was in the beginning.
Exactly.
Before the Rooney
Rule even
got started. So now
I wouldn't want somebody telling me who to hire for my team. Who I gotta hire?
Right.
I wouldn't want that mandate.
Saying you gotta hire this person. I mean,
you know what I'm talking about. Who I gotta hire? If I gotta hire a minority, I gotta do this. I don't want nobody telling me who I want to hire on my team. You know, if I own it, it's mine.
But that's why you can't. That's why you would never be an owner, because
I would never be an owner because I ain't got the money. But if I had the money I could own it. Then, you know, that'd be a dumb story.
Can I ask y'all a question?
But that's true.
What is the point of writing all them documents, all the rules and regulations, whatever y'all write, all big letters, by the way, I'm sure that's on the documents that is written. Like, what's the point of it?
Well, it's the same thing as the Constitution. It's the same thing as the United Constitution, and they keep adding them amendments. But really, what is it? Is it really doing for the people, like it says?
Right. Right.
So you know, it's the same, man. They in control, really. The white, whoever had that money, we know who got that money. We know who's the good old boys. They make the rules, man.
Yeah.
And when we protest about it, they pacify us with, like you say, with the big words and all this and that, but then they go back to the same old thing.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if I could say something, the NFL did something yesterday that I thought was pretty good. They're going to require that every team in the NFL hire a minority offensive coordinator on their team, and the NFL is going to pay for it out of a slush fund. The owners don't have to pay for it. The NFL is going to pay for that position themselves. So that was a pretty good move on the NFL.
They didn't find enough people to fund that.
What do y'all think about Tampa Bay hiring they black coach?
Hold on 1 minute, guys. Let me say this. Okay, as a minority myself, I would not want to be a part of a team where I'm forced to be there. I would not want to coach on a squad that would not hire me because I'm the best at what I do, but because I'm colored and this is what you all are now told you have to do. Now, I don't know if that's me, but that's where I wouldn't want it. I wouldn't even want it. I would be like, to hell with it. No. If I'm the best person for the job, let's go. Let's get to work. But if it's just because I'm black,
If it's just because I'm black, nah, because you know what? That person
you know
that's
the...
just black, every damn thing that goes wrong, the fingers will be pointed at him.
Well, Kel, every time you break ground,
the reason why they're doing the OC position for the minorities, the reason why they're doing that because they're saying their reasoning is it's no black head coaches. And all the head coaches come from that position. So they
That's
figure
right.
if they put minorities in that position, the next step for them is head coach.
That white billionaire gonna finally hire me because I'm an OC. What other
yeah.
changes gonna come about then? After that, when that white
what else
billionaire.
But you know
I
what,
mean,
Cam? Throughout history, we've had to do that. The person breaking ground. You've had to do that. You know,
somebody
had to be forced, and you had to be the first one to do it. Somebody all the way from civil rights on up. So to say I wouldn't do it because I'm being forced, you know, maybe I can understand what you're saying, and I understand that. But somebody got to do it because it's a groundbreaking.
Somebody got the opportunity. Right.
Yes.
We got to take the opportunity because we don't have many opportunities, you know.
Yes, it is. That's the only opportunity we have because they're not giving us nothing. Thank you. And anytime another minority is given a job, is to make money, and to help other people make money, that's an opportunity.
That's
yeah.
And
okay.
How they
I
do.
Mean, okay. I can see from y'all passion and where y'all stand, and I can agree with that. I can agree with that, but I just would not. I'm serious. I wouldn't be comfortable with that position because I know they'll be waiting, even creating that other shoe drop to say.
But Kel, do you know
this is why we didn't?
But Kel, do you know if you was in that situation and they hired you, right, to do whatever, in that position, you are now going to be so many people going to be looking up to you. Like, what you going to do? What you going to do?
Yeah,
they didn't gave you the damn position. What you going to do?
There
you understand?
Be no Jackie Robinson.
Like, what you going to do? You got to put your best. Whether you want to be a role model or not, at that moment, you are that.
Right.
You are
that.
So at that moment, you're going to have to put your best foot forward, do the very best that you can, put every passion that you have into it, and let the chips fall wherever they fall, bro.
But you know what? It's going to and then it'll be a situation like the one that has broken the internet since Sunday. You see, we let them get an award, and this is how they act.
Well,
this is what
can I say this, Kel? It's like 57 said. It's about civil rights, man. Because if nobody had to do that, I mean, because we had to be forced because they weren't doing nothing. As far as the people as far as school, trying to segregate that, get into college, man, all right? You got to look at that. Jackie Robinson. If Jackie Robinson didn't do that and stand up for all the people, come on, what would we be? Rosa Parks. Like you say, every civil rights hero, every person who did that, who took that stand, who was given that up, whether it was forced or not, because we had to force them, because they would say that we would still be pretty much in slavery. You know, if Martin Luther King didn't do what he did, you know, if they didn't march in civil rights and do get the vote, to do all what they did in civil rights, and
That's
be
not,
the first to break
I'm,
ground
I'm,
to do.
I'm going
to
say. I'm going to say. We do have more achievements and more freedoms, but you can't tell me we're not still in slavery in certain situations. No one can tell me we're not. Anytime a committee has to be formed to ensure fair hiring and ownership. There's a African-American group that has been trying to buy the Broncos for 2 years now. 2 years. And they have come up with every excuse in the world as to why these guys can't own them teams. Notice I said excuse. Nothing legitimate. Nothing that would stop a Caucasian person from being able to buy a team. They're just not letting this minority group. So,
but Kev, that's what I was saying. You're absolutely right, because Damon Dash has been trying to buy the Broncos for the last 4 years, right?
Yeah, exactly.
He's been trying to buy.
Right.
He got the money. He ain't asking nobody for help. He ain't going this person, that person, that, nothing. He got his own money. He was going to buy the Broncos. They told him no. Flat out, no. Right? Now, we have to get ourselves, darker melon people, we have to get ourselves in a position to win. Now, we got to do stuff under the table, under the books, under all that kind of stuff to win. So now that we have, they putting us in a position like you, OC. The next thing for us is going to be head coach. And then after head coach, then we're going to be owner. We got to take out, they baby steps.
You know what?
That's what
you
they
know
are.
What? Hey,
we got to take baby
Treat,
steps.
You know what you remind me of right now, Treat? Y'all remember that scene in Coming to America where they was in McDonald's restaurant and dude said, "Today I'm on lettuce and tomorrow I'm
Mom
on
fries."
And that's when the big bucks roll in.
Let me
add to something that Sis said if I can. I had a person try to argue me down that the Willie Lynch theory was a bunch of bull. I bring that up. The Willie Lynch theory is you pit the light-skinned blacks, you put the house back in slavery time, the house blacks against the field blacks. You pit them against each other. You take the strongest black in the group, and you totally destroy him in front of everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
That way, so you get them competing against each other. Willie Lynch went a long way. Still to this day, we can't get ahead because we still got people with us on that's as the same complexion, same color, same, what you say, melon in their system, that they won't go with us.
Yeah.
They will go against us instead of sticking with us and realizing what it is that needs to be done.
Fact.
No, I ain't going to say it's still slavery, but it's the type of slavery that you ain't in chains no more, but you're being forbidden for getting to your full potential.
Yeah.
It's a slave mentality you're speaking
Exactly.
Betty Anderson said online, she said, do it like the movies. Get a white person to buy it for you.
You don't know.
That's a risky proposition. That's a very risky proposition. Because at any time, that white man that's supposed to be the Trojan horse can step up and say, "Nah, this is mine."
That's when you already have that side deal on the side, like when you make him sign these papers on the side saying, "You gonna do this for me," and you sign these papers on the side right here, so that way he ain't got no control over nothing. All he's doing is going to get buying something for you.
Well, go with Jerry Heller and Eazy-E. Let's take Jerry Heller and Eazy-E for example, like you said, Kel. You know, he might do that okie doke on you. It's been definitely definitely a fact in history in different scenarios, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So,
And listen, I don't care how nice, calm, how Pillsbury that white man come, when it come down to that money, he gonna make sure, he has enough to satisfy himself. So you getting yours means absolutely nothing to him. You say what?
I said when he send them boys after you, it ain't gonna be the FBI, the CIA, it's gonna be the IRS. And he gonna take everything you got.
Every damn dime. Okay.
Yeah.
I really don't want us to get, you know, too off in that realm, because it is a reality. And we all know it is a reality. And as the more melanin in our skin individuals, we got to prepare ourselves for this. We have to prepare ourselves for this. Dame Dash, I appreciate Dame Dash and who he is. But you know what's keeping Dame Dash beyond his skin from obtaining ownership? He argues with everyone. It's his mentality. He loans your boy the money for the movie The Butler, Lee Daniels, and he did an award ceremony pulling a Will Smith. Only without smacking. Let me finish. Go ahead.
Go ahead. You're right.
Only without smacking Lee Daniels, but he put the gangster corner press on Lee Daniels.
Right.
Slim, where my money, man? Where my money, Joe? Oh, I've been calling you. You've been ignoring my call. Where is my money? And you know how uncomfortable those Caucasians were around, just being around that scene. And we all know how NFL negotiations go. The moment he brings that character and that principle to an NFL negotiation, man, the white dude's going to be like, man, see, we should have never gave him the opportunity to own the team. Go ahead.
Man.
Well, I think Damon Dash, okay, so he does argue with everybody. I'm not going to dispute that. But that Lee Daniels thing that you seen, That's somebody owing you $2 million. That has been ducking you for 4 years,
mm-hmm.
And you finally see him, and you go, "Oh, wait a minute! I ain't know. Let me go holler at this. Yeah, let me see, because I think you forgot you owe me $2 million. $2 million?
Yeah.
Nah, bro, I'm about to tap you on your shoulder. I don't care where we at. I'm about to tap you on your shoulder, too,
you got to deal with who you're dealing with. That's the good old boy. That's the true good old boys club. Them billionaires, okay? We ain't talking about
mean?
1 billion. We talking about multi-billionaires. Okay,
what
so he's playing in a whole different realm. I mean, you can't bring that attitude to no type of way can you bring that. You better handle it with lawyers, else you're gonna lose everything you got trying to do that gangster stuff. Okay,
seeing somebody that owe you some money sitting right beside you, and you go, hey, well, what happened to the money you owe me, dog? We're millionaires, right? And you see somebody owe you $2 million.
You're not saying nothing to them. You're just going to keep walking like you don't need saying. You're going
to
keep on walking.
That's why you're supposed to have lawyers for that. You're supposed to have lawyers for that.
He already did that 57.
You supposed to have lawyers for that.
The lawyer.
Then he lost.
And
don't owe him no money. If they went to lawyers and then he still owe him money, then Damon Dash must have lost.
No, he just didn't never pay it. Because why you think these Daniels say, I'm going to pay you your money, man. I'm going to get it. I just don't have it right now. I'm going to give it to you. Mm-hmm. That's what he said to me. But in the lawsuit,
you
look at it, he won the lawsuit.
That makes no sense.
To make those group of gentlemen comfortable, you have to show them that you can handle a situation the way that they would.
Yeah.
They're going to get lawyers.
Y'all hypocrites.
And if they not...
Y'all hypocrites.
No, I'm not hypocrites. I'm telling you that
I
white man's
y'all.
Way. I'm telling you that white man's way. You have to
white man
don't
owe me 2 million, and I don't need nothing from the white man. I need my 2 million from this black man.
Yeah, okay. So you gonna approach him at the award ceremony, and you're gonna approach him at an award ceremony, screaming, yelling, "Give me my money."
He wasn't screaming and yelling. You could barely hear what he was saying. That man had to put his ear to him. They could barely hear what he was saying.
Yeah.
He wasn't screaming or yelling.
But, Trace, I hear what you're saying.
Can
I ask? I'm sorry.
Yes. You can ask me a question.
I hear what you're saying. I hear what you're saying totally. I understand what you're saying. But to call them hypocrites now, is what they're saying is that the attitude he displayed, okay, with that black man that's been paying him for $2 million. Now you want to carry on gangster style, street style for $2 million, and then you try to come up in this $1 billion boys club, and what happens if some go, you know, in the dealings or what happened, and you lose two more million, and we talk about we dealing in billions now.
Ted, first of all, the what you're saying don't make sense. Because you're saying, what if he come in here and... I'm just commenting on the first part of what you were saying. You were saying...
Okay.
Because I don't want to forget. So you were saying that y'all going in, get the $2 million, and y'all arguing about $2 million, right? Correct?
Yeah,
correct.
So what is he there for? He's not there to buy anything. You mean he's going to lose two more million? What is he doing to lose two more million? That's what I'm trying to, you lost me.
What I'm saying, in negotiations about anything, just say, because, okay, any situations might happen with some negotiations. I was just saying hypothetically, okay? So that's what I would say. I'm just trying to paint a picture for you as far as this money situations, if something go wrong, okay? And so you display another attitude. Now you coming up, they just had a meeting, owners meeting, okay, with all them owners, Robert Kraft, all them billionaires, they had that. So now if Damon Dash come up there with this gangster attitude, come on now. He can't even get in the door now because of what he did with Lee Daniels. So, you know, your reputation follows you. That's all I'm just saying. So that's what everybody says.
It must only follow black people because
we don't get a fair play.
To me, it made some sense, but it ain't make a whole lot of sense in my head. Like I'm just trying to it's not making sense to me. But because it don't make sense to me, that don't mean that it's not cool.
Trees.
I'm cool. Yeah.
Give me an example. Give me an example of a white man who was owed money and handled his business like Damon Dash did.
I can't go right off the top of my head, but I'm quite sure there are some. Look, we wasn't talking about just any white man. We were talking about black minority people. So that's what I'm saying about the black minority people. We wasn't talking about no old white man losing money. We wasn't talking about no old white man. So I wouldn't know.
Damon said,
but I'm quite sure
Damon
there are some out there.
Damon said corporate raider is a normal practice. They will steal your business right in your face, backstab the heck out of you.
Whoa.
It's normal business. Now,
yes,
do you think with these type of practices and these type of principles, they're going to allow a man who has shown $2 million to make him act like a fool? You think they're going to let him be an owner?
I don't know.
Thank you, Kale. Thank you, Kale.
We're going to save ourselves the headache. We're going to save ourselves the headache. We're not going to bring this Bama into our ranks.
But what is that going to do? Because he showed his butt. Who else going to be owning him some money if he's the owner? Who's going to be owning him? Who's going to be owing him some money?
He just showed the type of person that he is, though.
I understand what
you're
saying.
Business-wise, you don't want to deal with it.
Exactly.
But deal with what?
You don't
want to
deal with him?
With what? With nobody.
He couldn't deal with
his demeanor,
and
attitude.
Exactly. And like Ted said, if you're going to get cranked out about $2 million, and we up here giving away $2 million a day because we billionaires, we don't want
to
deal with you. You barely making it. I'm saying he ain't no billionaire. He can't handle he can't rise and them guys. Damon Dash. He ain't no billionaire. He ain't got that type of money. He arguing over $2 million. He ain't got that type of money. A man with $2 million don't step to somebody at an affair like that and say, "Hey man, where my money at that you owe me?" He got lawyers to do that. He got lawyers to take that guy to the court to do that. He doesn't act like that.
No, he does not. And look, not to say anything bad about Damon Dash, because I'm a broke brother.
Exactly.
I'm at you. Where my 2,000? Also not trying to turn face and now be an owner, you know what I mean, and try to fit into their group, their club. They're going to be like, nah, dog. We don't want no parts of you. Slim, we seen how you curved Lee Daniels. One of your own. I'm not trying to be on the news, caught up in your silliness, man. You ain't trying to do that.
Sense.
Nah, bro. That makes hella sense.
But not to me. I mean, I'm going to talk to my opinion, right?
Yeah, of course you are. Of course you are.
I didn't know we were going to be debating my opinion.
I don't think anybody challenging anybody's opinion.
Everybody's opinion was just wrong. No, we didn't.
We just gave you ours. That was it.
We're telling you why Damon Dash's attempt to buy a team has failed for the last 4 years. That's all. We're telling you why they don't want to go into business with him for the last 4 years.
Okay.
You can put up all the proposals you want. You can have all the money behind you in the world. Slim, you have shown us an attitude that we just don't want to be dealing with. You know, that's all. That's all. Nobody's saying you're wrong. Nobody's saying your opinion is wrong. We're just telling you why these people don't want to deal with Damon Dash.
I got it.
Damon Dash like personality.
I got it.
All right. That's what's up. Okay, we're gonna take a quick one. 563-999
563-999-3782. I love these conversations, man. We got to keep this type of stuff going. All right? We'll be right back.
I never thought I'd see the day that you my old girl. Now I'm stuck here hollering at old girl. Got one, got two, three, four, girl. Shotgun in a drop, made a right. Hut one, hut two, told him, take a hike. Then it's on to the next, on to the next one. Hard to move on when you always regret one.
I wonder sometimes, I wonder if I was wrong.
Can't compare. Speaking with the NFL.
No, that was a jam, boy.
Was it? Owners have approved a modified postseason overtime rule ensuring both teams get one possession. So it's no more first team score win. It's each team gets a possession. Now, they're not going to apply these rules during the regular season, only in the postseason. Where do you guys stand with that?
I think it's a good thing. Because the reason why I think it's a good thing, because it is heartbreaking that, you know what I'm saying, somebody will score a touchdown, then the game is over. Field goals, yeah, I can understand, you know, both, you know, with the field goals, but one possession, somebody score a touchdown, is over. It's like, nah. I feel as though, you know, another team should have a chance to, for them to match that touchdown too. If
okay,
they
okay.
can, now that's their fault.
Right. I mean, I can agree with that. I think because of the way that the coin toss goes, you know, if I win the coin toss, I get the possession. So to me, that has always been kind of unfair, if I might say. But you have an opportunity. It's not like they win the toss or you don't have an opportunity to stop them. You know, it's just all about them. No, I mean, it's about your defense. Can you guys stop these guys?
Yeah,
you know?
I was gonna say, as far as the defense, like you say, the coin toss. Some people will prefer to play defense first, so if they get a three and out, then they could get the offensive possession and win the game. You know, it could
right,
be strategy.
Right.
That's these. You know, it's going. That's a big strategy to look out for in the playoff game, because it's going to be longer. The playoff game going to be longer with that rule, because chances are, you know, somebody who wins the coin toss going to want to play defense first, like they do in college. They play defense first before they get the offensive possession.
Well, with that, like you said, you want everybody to have an opportunity, okay, if the team score. Because also now it's predicated for offense. The defense can't really touch nobody. You know, you get calls on so many etchy calls, man, that's you're trying to fight for your life in the playoffs, man, and they call some bullcrap call for the offense, and it's like, come on, you know, okay, they score, give me a chance to score. Okay, so that's what the fans want to see. That's giving a person an opportunity. Like you said, it was heartbreaking for what they did this past thing, that what made them change this rule. Because, come on, it wasn't fair, man.
Josh Allen was going to the Super Bowl. I just knew Josh Allen was going to the Super Bowl. I mean, he put that ball on the move, on the money. That game stands out.
Right.
I hear what y'all saying. but there's a winner and there's a loser in every game, right? And I'm sick of this participation, everybody gets a chance nonsense. You have a defense on that field. You don't want to lose that game? Stop them from scoring. All it is, everybody gets a chance. Well, you know, that's not life. Not life.
What'd you say?
Seem unfair, I said that is not life. Everybody doesn't get a chance. So you got to make the most out of the opportunity that's offered to you.
Okay, I hear you, Kale, totally right. But say you pressing that quarterback and you tackle him, you know, but now you can't really – it's like all it's, you know how they call it, is real petty calls, man, on defense when they trying to fight for their life also, but yet they get penalized. So
I'll say make the necessary changes to the rule, and what you see as an offense on offense, defense making an offense on offense as well. You know, making an offense all the way around. Stop, and choosing which foul goes to which side of the ball. I'm going to tell y'all, nothing irritates me more than to see an offensive player face mask the hell out of a defensive player, but nothing is called. Face mask is face mask. I don't care what side of the ball you on. But they won't call it against the offense. And I'm like, man, what are they watching? You know? So if you're going to do it that way, make it clear all the way around the board.
Mm-hmm.
Call that mm-hmm. pass on the offense. When they have that penalty, call it. Call it. Stop pussyfooting and playing around. Call the penalty. You know? You sit there and you say, we want to do what we can do to make this game a better game. Oh, breaking news. Breaking news, y'all. Bobby Wagner is gone with the Rams. Bobby Wagner has gone with the Rams.
They making moves to repeat. They ain't playing no games. They trying to win up. Since Von Miller left, okay, cool, you gone. You got your championship. You gone now. So we finna replace you with Wagner. We finna give him rejuvenation, new life. You know?
I wish y'all could see these texts that Debo sending me. Because we all know he's a Seattle fan. But back to what I was saying, I think the game is fair enough. I really do. And I'm going to tell you why. Because I've seen teams who got the first possession and that defense stood tall. And that other team ended up winning because they went on and scored.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So it's not like we haven't seen success on both ends of the old rule. We've seen teams win. So what is the need for the change? Well, this person was complaining and upset because they feel like they didn't get a proper chance. Yes, you did. Yes, you did. Your proper chance started with your defense running on the field. Yeah. Isn't that all just technology?
Well, isn't that the owners? That's part of the owners, so they feeling their team need to get that chance. So that was the big boy's decision to have to change that rule.
Yeah.
Not the players.
Mm-hmm.
It's those boys who want to get those endorsements for winning that Super Bowl.
Right.
And you know, that's that. It's a cold business, but it's a gentleman business, as they call it. And that ain't fair. Not saying it's fair. Not saying it's fair. If you know what a gentleman business is, not saying it's fair. Dig it.
Right.
Check it out. You know. But
right.
Yeah. So
all I know is this.
Forgive me, y'all.
You love that rule. When your team won, and I hated it when my team lost,
right?
Yes,
you're going to be a hypocrite and say, oh, I loved it, I hated it. I couldn't make up my mind. If my team won on the first touchdown, I loved it. If they lost, I think they need to change the rule.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. There you go. Come on, 57 with the truth. Come on, man.
But you're happy. Let me say, they voted on it, and they said, hey, this is what it's going to be. So, you know, it is what it is.
Everybody get opportunity now. And like you said, defense win games. So who won it?
Well, no. With everybody getting the opportunity, these guys tied up already. Nobody was stopping nobody. So how long is this damn game supposed to go?
Right.
Don't y'all like football though? Don't you? Would you like to see a long game and a good game and see?
That's a model.
After three and a half quarters, the game started getting sloppy anyway. So you can't go no more. You can't go no five quarters. So you can't do time like that. That's too much.
It's a mockery to the sport. It's a mockery. You know, even in basketball, a regular quarter, first, second, third, fourth, 15 minutes. They go into overtime, 5 minutes. 5 minutes. You know, I'm kind of upset with the NFL for this, for real, because it's like, does everybody get a trophy? Nonsense, man. It's not what the game was made to be. There's a winner and a loser. And okay, you change this rule, teams lose. What next year? You going to come up with another change? Because somebody feels that they wasn't done right? Huh?
That's what David Ford said. He said, how many times they going to change the daggone rules?
Right.
I ain't trying to be funny, but I don't understand why you so upset, Kale. When the last time your team was in that position to go into overtime and win anything
anyway? Oh, hey, no. Don't do that.
Come on, man. Come on. Let's end this thing on a joke.
No. Listen, you got to understand. The last time Pittsburgh played Washington.
Oh, see, there you go. Huh?
Pittsburgh, you brought it up.
We won an overtime game last year. We won last year on the same rule. I loved it.
Be quiet.
You loved it.
Let me get it out. The last time Washington played Pittsburgh, you turned your TV off.
Oh, Lord. The coronavirus hadn't even hit yet. That's so far back you going.
Came on the corner. Ready to commit on the whole damn team. Yeah.
This Bama got in a time machine. He got in a time machine, and he went back way before the virus even hit to bring up something.
How far he went back?
Before the virus even hit, sis.
Excuse me. Were you guys in the playoff last year?
Neither were you.
Neither were you, sir.
No.
Neither were you, sir.
They like losers.
Yeah.
That's what he said.
Hey, look, this is Kale's Corner, not Kale's Gospel. Kale's Corner.
Kale's whatever the hell. Kale decides. You know
yeah,
I mean?
This is the corner, not the gospel channel.
You didn't got to decide.
You just go over there and figure out what y'all going to do with Dwayne Haskins. That's what you need to be.
Hey, that's
concerned.
Hey, look. That's why we got a season coming. That's why we got a season coming. Y'all see what y'all going to do with that red-haired Irish boy you got back there.
He got a better chance than Trashkin.
Yeah. Well, we will see. We will see.
Hold on, Ron. Ron, did you just come up with a new name? Trashkin?
Hey, look. We all know Ron sore. Hey, look. We all know Ron sore anyway. So that really doesn't matter. He would hate to see Haskins do good. That's fine. That's fine. Y'all keep going out here picking up these has-beens to be your quarterback. What hip is West going to break?
One more time. Trash.
Has-been. Y'all keep getting these has-beens.
I have more faith in Carson Wentz than I have in trash cans.
That's what you said about the last three quarterbacks that y'all put out the game. That's the three. That's what y'all said. That's what you said about the last three quarterbacks that your offense let get broken up and put out the game, and you had to go to the backup. Heineken went in there behind who? Who you went in there to replace? Fitzpatrick.
Hey yo, I know y'all like every. You know. But
yeah,
it's
you're right.
That time. It's that time, you guys. I love y'all.
Go ahead.
I swear. I wish we could.
I see y'all next week.
For two more. Hey, 57, let me just say this to you. I text you. You ain't text me back, so I'm going on with it. Look.
All right.
57, I know you're moving. I just want to say safe travels. Be safe. You and Grandma, y'all be safe. You know, y'all travels. Hope you get to where you're going. And I just want to say bless you and do the best that you can, okay?
Oh, I love you, sis. Thank you. Thank
Absolutely.
You very much.
Are you moving?
You're welcome.
You moving?
Yeah, moving.
Yeah,
Kale
man.
We would like to thank everyone that supports us here on Kale's Corner. All of you guys, we want to support. I mean, we love you guys. Kale and Miss T would also like to say that we love you guys today more than yesterday, but not as much as tomorrow, you guys. We're going to love you so much. Give out those flowers. Do everything that you got to do. Do it now. Kale and Miss T are here every Tuesday and Thursday between the hours of 5 p.m. and 7 p.m. The number here is 563-999-3782. Tell a friend, call a friend, give out those flowers. You guys can follow us on Facebook. You guys can follow us on Instagram. You guys can follow us on blogtalkradio.com/UKLMcLean on Blog Talk Radio, you guys. Be safe.
Happy birthday, Round Face. And don't forget, y'all go on TNT Fashion. Get hooked up with those sweatsuits, them shoes, the what's this stuff called?